Là để cho anh là nộp tiền nhở?
Shabbat shalom again.
Why Shabbat shalom?
And thank you, Adrian, for your message. Thank you very much. And your help on the trip. Thank you, Elder, for the great work you're doing here.
Thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about today, the work of Yahweh. If you look at the work of Yahweh, what is the work of Yahweh? The work of Yahweh is redeeming the souls of men back to Him. It started in the Garden of Eden. It continued with Noah. And then Abraham. And through Isaac and Jacob and the sons of Israel till today. So when you look on the surface of things, we're not the biggest congregation in the world. We have very little money and finances. We don't own a lot of real estate and powerful things. We don't have many, many powerful people in our congregation worldwide. So what makes us different? We got Jerusalem. We got Jerusalem.
Hallelujah.
And we have Yahweh's truth going forth from
Jerusalem.
Does everybody in here know who Michael Jordan is? Raise your hand if you know the basketball player, Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
You ever hear of him? No? Well, you really do live in the country.
Yes, he knows, he say.
Michael Jordan is the most famous basketball player ever. Because even if all the other players on the team were not very good, because Michael Jordan was the best, they would be the best team. And with Michael Jordan was to basketball. Jerusalem is to the work of Yahweh.
Jerusalem, I love Yahweh.
Like I said, we don't have a lot of money. We're not powerful like the Catholic Church. But we have Yahweh's blessing from
Jerusalem.
It says in the book of Luke, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's pleasure to give you the kingdom. Talks about to the Philadelphia church in Revelation 3. He says, you have little strength. I open a door that no man can shut. And that's exactly what Yahweh has done for us. He's placed his end time work in Israel and Jerusalem. And He's opened a door that no man can shut. They've tried in the past.
You're gonna want me done.
And they failed. Because Yahweh's work will continue till Yeshua returns. and beyond forever. So where has Yahweh put his name? Spiritually, he's put his name on the congregation. And individually in each of us. That's why we're baptized in Yahweh's name. But Yahweh has physically put his name on the city of Jerusalem. If we go to 1 Kings 11, in verse
31,
and he said to
Jeroboam,
take 10 pieces for yourself. For so says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. Behold, I am tearing the kingdom from the hand of Solomon,
and
giving to you the 10 tribes. And he shall have for one tribe for my servant David's sake. And for Jerusalem's sake, the city which I've chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. So it's very simple. Scripture tells us Yahweh has put his name on Jerusalem. And it is important to understand that blessing. If you go to chapter 14, 1 Kings, in verse 21, it says, and Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem. The city which Yahweh chose of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. People have tried to change Yahweh's word. Some churches say the authority comes from Babylon, United States. But Yahweh's word clearly says that
Jerusalem
is the place he put his name. If you go to Deuteronomy 16, in verse 16, says three times in a year shall all your males appear before Yahweh, your Elohim, and the place which Yahweh will choose, which we just read was Jerusalem. In the Feast of Unleavened Bread, in the Feast of Weeks, and the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Yahweh empty. We go back to verse 5. You shall not sacrifice the Passover offering inside any of your gates which Yahweh your Elohim gives to you. But at the place which he shall choose to cause his name to dwell, Jerusalem. You shall sacrifice the Passover offering at evening, at the going of the sun, at the time when you came out of Egypt. Verse 11, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim. You and your son and your daughter, and your male slave and slave girl, and the Levite that is in your gates, and the alien and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place that Yahweh your Elohim will choose to cause his name to dwell
there.
Verse 15, you shall keep a solemn feast 7 days to Yahweh your Elohim in the place that Yahweh will choose, Jerusalem. For Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in all your produce and in every work of your hand you shall be altogether joyful. And I always say the place of an appointment is just as important as the time of the appointment. So originally when Israel came out of Egypt, they were never meant to keep the holy days in the nations. But they were supposed to keep the holy days in Jerusalem 3 times in the year. And Yahweh would bless them. He was going to bless them with rain in due season. He was going to bless them with the fruit of the ground. With their livestock. And from all over the land of Israel, people would come up 3 times in the year to worship Yahweh in Jerusalem. They would bring their tithe, they would bring their animals. And Yahweh would bless them. But we know that Israel sinned. We know that Israel, by their sin, was cast out in disobedience. I'd like to read you in Leviticus 26 about this. Leviticus 26, verse 1. You shall not make idols to yourself. You shall not set up for yourself graven images or a memorial pillar. And you shall not place any stone image in your land to bow down yourself to it. For I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall keep my Sabbaths and revere my sanctuary. I am Yahweh. You shall walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Then I will give you rain in their season. And the lamb will give her produce. And the tree of the field shall give its fruit. And your threshing shall reach to the vintage. Your threshing shall reach to the vintage. And the vintage shall reach to the sowing time. And you shall eat your bread to satisfaction. And live in your land securely. And I will give peace in your land. And you will lie down and no one will terrify you. And I shall cause evil beasts to cease out of the land. And the sword shall not pass over into your land. You shall pursue your enemies. And they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you will pursue 100. And 100 of you will pursue 10,000. and your enemies will fall before you by the sword. And I shall turn my face toward you and make you fruitful. And multiply you and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat very old store and clear away the old before the new
grain.
And this was the promise of Yahweh back then. If they kept the commandments and the statutes and the judgments, Yahweh would bless them bountifully. But if they didn't keep his commandments, let me show you what he said would happen. Starting in verse 18. And if after these things you will not listen to me, then I will chastise you 7 times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your strength. And I will make your heavens as iron. And your earth as bronze. And your strength shall be consumed in vain, and your land shall not give for produce, and the tree of the land shall not give its fruit. And if you walk contrary to me, and are not willing to listen to me, then I will bring 7 times more plagues on you, according to your sins, and send against you the beast of the field, and it shall bereave you. And I will cut off your livestock, and shall make you few, so that your ways are desolate. And if you are not chastised by me by these things, and shall walk contrary to me, then I also will walk contrary to you, and shall smite you, even I, 7 times more for your sins. And I will bring a sword on you, executing the vengeance of the covenant. You shall be gathered to your cities, and I will send pestilence in your midst. And you shall be given into the hand of your enemy. Drop down to verse 31. And I will make your cities a waste, and your sanctuaries desolate. And I shall not smell your sweet fragrances. And I will make the land desolate. And your enemies who are living in it shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the nations. And I will draw out a sword after you. And your land shall become a waste. And your cities will become desolation. Then the land will enjoy its Sabbaths. All the days of the desolation. And you shall be in the land of your enemies. Then the land shall enjoy rest. And shall enjoy its Sabbaths. It shall rest all the days of your desolation. That which it did not rest in your Sabbaths while you lived in it. And those who are left of you? Those who are left of you? I shall also bring a fatness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a driven leaf shall chase them. They will flee as they flee from the sword. And they will fall when no one pursues them. So this is exactly what happened with Israel. They did not obey Yahweh's commandments and his statutes and his judgments. And they were cast into the nations. Until the appointed time, as we talked about today. Many of you are descendants of those people. Because Israel went to the north, to the Parthian Empire. They went west to Europe. They went east as far as China. And they went south down to what it was called at that time, the Carthage Empire. In Tunisia and Libya and those areas. From there they migrated down to Ethiopia. Sudan. Uganda, Kenya. And today all the way down to South Africa. But the time of the captivity is coming to an end. And as I read to you, the feasts were never meant to be kept in captivity. They were meant to be kept in the land of Israel. But now as the captivity is coming to a close, you need to keep these feasts with such fervor as you never did before. You have to show Yahweh that you want to go back to Jerusalem. And you have to show him that if he brings you back there, you'll be obedient. That you won't make the mistakes that our forefathers made. Worshipping the Baals and the idols. Worshipping God, the Babylonian deity. That we will only worship Yahweh. In spirit and truth. But if you don't show him this now in your diaspora, he's not going to take you back home. Let me continue here now in verse 40, the same chapter. Because this is exactly what Yahweh says. And if they shall confess their iniquity, and the iniquity of their fathers, in their trespass which they have trespassed against me, and also that they've walked contrary to me, and that I have also walked contrary to them. And I have brought them into the land of their enemies. If their uncircumcised hearts are then humbled, and they are pleased to pay for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and my covenant with Isaac. And I shall also remember my covenant with Abraham. And I will remember the land. The land covenant is a total separate covenant from the everlasting covenant. They're connected with each other. Because part of the everlasting covenant is to live in the land of Israel forever. With Jerusalem as the eternal capital of Yahweh. I'll continue here in verse 43. For the land shall be forsaken by them, and they shall satisfy for my Sabbaths in the desolation without them. And they shall satisfy for their iniquity. Because they have kicked against my judgments, and they loathed my statutes.
They hated my statutes.
And yet for all that, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them, nor will I hate them, to consume them, to break my covenant with them. For I am Yahweh, your Elohim. Then I shall remember for them the covenant of the first fathers, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their Elohim. I am Yahweh. Brother Adrian was reading in Psalm 137. I'd like to go there.
Adrian,
because until the day that Yahweh brings you back home to Jerusalem, you need to keep the feast here in your local area. But never forget, it's a punishment to be here and not in Israel. So every time you keep the feast from now until Yeshua returns, please read Psalm 137 at feast time. There by the rivers of Babylon we sat down. Also we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our lyres on the willow trees in the midst. For there our captors asked us the words of a song. Yea, our plunderers asked joy, saying, sing to us a song of Zion. How shall we sing the song of Yahweh on a foreign soil? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget. Let my tongue cleave to my palate if I do not remember you. If I do not bring up Jerusalem above the head of my joy. So again, we get together at feast time. But every feast that you have, you should be thinking about the next feast in Jerusalem. You have to remember, the purpose of the feast was never to keep it outside there. Please go to Genesis 4. I want to show you a scripture. When Cain was cast outside of the Garden of Eden. Genesis 4, verse 11. And now you are cursed more than the ground which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it will not give its strength to you. You shall be a vagabond and a fugitive on the earth. And Cain said to Yahweh, my punishment is greater than what I can bear. Behold, you've driven me out from the face of the land today. And I shall be hidden from your face. And I shall be a vagabond and a fugitive on the earth. And it will be that anybody that finds me will kill me. In verse 16, and Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh. And he settled and married in the land of Nod, east of Eden. And my question to you is, do you have the same feeling that Cain had? When he was being cast out of Jerusalem, he said the punishment was more than he could bear. Do you feel the same way living here? In Africa. Do you pray every day for Jerusalem? Do you look forward every day of your life to the kingdom of Yahweh coming and going back home to
Jerusalem?
Yes. Dispersed. Yes.
And he's had a good tune.
Okay. I want to go into a little more depth of what I was talking about when the Israelites went into diaspora. Now we know in the New Covenant, it doesn't matter where you come from or what land you come from. When you're baptized in the name of Yeshua, as some were today, Galatians 3:29 tells us you become a seed of Abraham and an heir of, or a seed of the Messiah and an heir of Abraham. Yahweh is not a respecter of person. And anybody who has a heart to him, he accepts. So it doesn't matter if you're a Gentile or you're an Israelite, you can join the covenant of Yahweh. But at the same time, Yahweh made a promise to Abraham. And part of that promise was the physical seed of Israel would inherit the kingdom. So praise Yahweh that Gentiles can be grafted in. But what about the seed of Israel? I was telling you that Israel was unfaithful to the covenant. I just read it to you. And Yahweh dispersed them through the earth. And like I said, they went to the east. As far as China and India. To the Parthian Empire. There's people in history that are known as white Indians who were Israelites. Some of the names of the tribes were Isaku, after Isaac. They had skulls like Israelites, not like the Indians. And they found menorahs and different things knowing they were Israelites. The ones that went to the west wound up in Great Britain. The word British, Brit in Hebrew means covenant. And Ish means man. The British were the men of the covenant. They came to be known as Anglo-Saxons. Which means sons of Isaac. Saxon, sons of Isaac. And they were Israelites. They went over to Ireland, the tribe of Dan. They went to Italy, where my relatives came from. But they were Israelites. And now, like I said, to the south, to the Carthage Empire, you had many of these people come. Now, interesting enough, when Israel went into captivity by Assyria, 718 BC, 720 BC, a man by the name of Tiglath-Pileser, he was an Assyrian general. And the man who, the general that worked with him was named Sargon. Sargon II. And it states that only about 27,000 Israelites went into captivity. Yet there were millions of Israelites that were living in Israel. Not Jews, but coming from the 10 tribes. Because before this captivity by Assyria, because of Yahweh's promise that they were going to go into captivity, many many left the land of Israel on their own. And like I said, they came down to the Carthage Empire. In the Carthage Empire, they would call their kings Sotars. Like Sopharim, which means judge in Hebrew. They had many connections like the land of Israel. And some of the tribes that came down this way, like I said, they wound up here in Ethiopia. We know that King Solomon had a connection to Ethiopia. He married an Ethiopian wife. So there were already Israelite pockets that were living down here. And then also they migrated out to Sudan. Going down into Uganda and Kenya. The Kikuyu tribe that helped start this congregation. They're Israelite. They don't look like other tribes in Africa. The congregation I'm going to on Monday in Uganda that I started. They come from the Bantus. The Bantus tribes are Israelites. When Yahweh first took me there about 7 years ago, the people cried. Because they said, the other Africans said, leave, you don't belong here. But they didn't know where they belonged. They still plowed their fields just like the Israelites did 3,000 years ago. They plowed the field just like the Israelites did 3,000 years ago. And they had an ancient custom on the wedding night of a woman that the mother would keep the sheet as proof of her virginity. Just like it says in the book of Deuteronomy. Because these people were not Africans, they were Israelites. The same way as some of the Felucia Jews, Ethiopians, or Jews. The same way many of you are Israelite by blood. Whether you could be from the tribe of Zebulun. You might be from the tribe of Simeon. You could be from the tribe of Benjamin. These were many of the tribes that came right here. The book of Amos. I read it this morning. That Yahweh said, you will go out in your diaspora around the world. And he will shake you like a sieve. With sand inside. But not one grain of sand would fall to the ground without him knowing it. So your fathers and your grandfathers and your great-grandfathers. Yahweh has watched them for 2,500 years. Yahweh has watched their grandparents for 2,500 years. And now in these last days, he's revealing your real identity. I am your brother Joseph.
And I'm only Joseph.
And you are Israelites. The same way that Joseph was hidden from his brothers was the same way your identity was hidden from you. All of this is documented in my book, The Chosen People. And maybe Elder Quill, maybe you can get more of them printed.
Of course.
And you can also online. Look, the book is online.
Elder Quill, The Chosen People.
But please read that book. And learn who you are. Let's go to Jeremiah 31. Because now understanding more of your heritage. See, I've been reading the scriptures. Not only about Judah going back to the land of Israel, but the 10 northern tribes called Ephraim also coming back. Ephraim is the son of Joseph. But when we say Ephraim, we mean all 10 tribes. Because they were the leader of the northern kingdom. So I'll start in Jeremiah 31. At that time, says Yahweh, I will be the Elohim of all the families of Israel. And they shall be my people. So says Yahweh. Israel, the people. The survivors of the sword. Have found grace in the wilderness. I will go to give them rest. Yahweh has appeared to me from far away saying. I have loved you with an everlasting love. On account of this, with loving kindness, I have drawn you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built again, O Virgin of Israel. You shall again put on your tambourines and go forth in the dance of those making merry. He's talking about being being happy at feast time before him in Jerusalem. You shall yet plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall treat them as common. For there shall come a day when the watchmen on the hills of Ephraim shall call out, Arise and let us go up to Zion, to Yahweh our Elohim. For so says Yahweh, Sing with the gladness of Jacob, and shout among the heads of the nations. Cry out, give praise, and say, O Yahweh, save your people. The remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the recesses of the earth. Among them, the blind and the lame, the pregnant one and the one travailing together. A great company shall return here to Israel. They will come with weeping, and I will lead them in prayers. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in the right way. They will not stumble in it. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Judah has the promise of the scepter, the kingship, because of King David. But Joseph has the promise of the firstborn. And that's why the 144,000 in the book of Revelation, they are firstborn. Every true believer in Yeshua is a firstborn for Yahweh's kingdom.
Okay.
Let's go to 1 Kings 8. In verse 33, when your people people Israel is stricken before the enemy. When they sin against you, if you turn again to you, and confess your name, the name of Yahweh, and pray and make supplication to you in this house, then you will hear them in heaven and shall forgive the sin of your people,
Israel,
and shall bring them back to the land that you gave to their fathers. Drop down to verse
44.
If your people shall go out to battle against its enemy in the way that you have sent them, and they have prayed to Yahweh the way of the city which you have chosen, and of the house which you built for your name, then hear their prayer and their supplication in heaven and perform their cause. When they sin against you, for there is not a man who does not sin, and you have been angry with them, and you have given them up before their enemy, and led them away captive to the land of their enemy, far or far near, and they have turned their heart back to the land which you have taken captive, and they've repented and made supplication to you in the land of their captors, saying, we have sinned, we've done perversely, we've done wickedly. And they've turned back to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of where their enemies took them captive, and have prayed to you the way of the land that you gave to their fathers, the city which you've chosen and the house which you built your name,
Jerusalem.
Then you will hear the prayer of the supplication in heaven, your dwelling place, and shall perform their cause, and shall forgive your people who sinned against you, even all their transgressions which they have transgressed against you, and shall give them mercy before their captives, and they shall have mercy on them. For they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out of Egypt, out of the midst of the furnace of fire. For your eyes shall be open to the supplication of your servant. Your eyes shall be open to the supplication of your servant, and to the supplication of your people Israel, to listen to them in all that they call you for. For you have separated them for yourself for an inheritance out of all the people of the earth, as you spoke by the hand of your servant Moses, when you brought them out of the land of Egypt, O Adonai Yahweh. Let's go to Isaiah
48.
In verse
20.
Because this is what we should be proclaiming every day. Isaiah 48 and verse 20. Go out of Babylon.
We are out of Babylon.
Flee from the Chaldeans. Tell this with the voice of rejoicing. Let it be heard to the end of the earth. Yahweh has redeemed his servant Jacob. And they did not thirst. He led them in the deserts. He made water flow out of the rock for them. And he cut open the rock and water gushed out. This is what we need to share with people today. Like I said, we don't have a lot of strength. We don't have a lot of finances and resources. But we have Yahweh's blessing from
Jerusalem.
The city where Yahweh put his name, and the only city in Scripture where the law goes forth from Zion to all the earth.
Jeremiah 8,
verse 18.
Jeremiah Shobadak Buzzwell Badak.
My refreshing is beyond grief. My heart is sick within me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people. From a distant land. Is not Yahweh in Zion? Or is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me with their carved images with foreign vanities? Harvest is past. The summer has ended. And we are not delivered. The feast is there, that's what he's saying. For the breaking of the daughter of my people, I am broken. I mourn. Horror has taken hold of me. Is there no balm in Gilead?
Balm
like healing oil? Is there no healer there? Why then has the healing of the daughter of my people not come? Jeremiah 9 and verse 19. For the voice of lament is heard from Zion. How we are ravaged. We are greatly ashamed. Because we have forsaken the land. How do you feel, brethren? Yahweh is moving now. He's getting ready to fulfill all these prophecies. Is your heart crying out to come back to Israel? Matthew 5:35 calls Jerusalem the city of the great king. It's the city that Yeshua will reign forever and ever. We know also it's where the tribes went up to. And like I said this morning, first time in more than 2,500 years that Yahweh has opened a door for the northern tribes to come there at feast time. Between 20 and 30 different countries all over the world come up there at feast time. Praise Yahweh, last year you had three representatives. And this year I hope the same. And even though each of you probably won't get there this year, I pray that each of you has the desire to be there. Psalm 132, in verse 13. It says, Yahweh has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my rest till forever. I will dwell there. I have surely desired it. There's no other place on the face of the earth that Yahweh has set apart for his own city but Jerusalem. It's the city of the great king.
Jerusalem.
It's the city where Yahweh put his name. And it's the city where his work goes forth from Zion this day. So every night from here on in, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. All those who love her will prosper. Pray every day for the sins of our forefathers and our own sins. Let's get a heart like we never had before for obedience. For obedience to Yahweh's word. Because the scripture tells us when we do this, in the times we're living in, then Yahweh will hear from heaven and he'll remember the covenant with Abraham and the covenant with Isaac and the covenant with Jacob, and he'll remember the land. Next year in Jerusalem, Yahweh bless.